This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll check in with the Carolina Panthers. Their owner, David Tepper, had a press conference. I'm curious if he got peppered by the media with questions there. Maybe
Tepper.
I saw you did. Maybe a Tepper tantrum. Is that right, Todd?
Yeah, Tepper tantrum.
All right, thanks.
Gotta control his Tepper.
Okay.
He has not been able to do that.
All right. Carolina Panthers with one win. Can we look at their schedule? How can they screw this up for the Bears that they ended up winning? Because the over-unders, I thought, were really telling. This, according to DraftKings today, the over-under for the Panthers is 2.5. The over-under for the Patriots is 3.5. Speaking of the Patriots, here's Bill Belichick being asked about his future.
There have been a lot of headlines surrounding your future with the organization, and even some national media members, Dan Orlovsky being one of them, saying that you already have another destination set in place for next season. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Can you ever imagine yourself coaching anywhere else?
I'm just trying to do the best job I can right now. Obviously need to do better.
Does it frustrate you to hear people say things, but you know you still can coach at this level, at an extremely high level?
Yeah, I don't worry about what everybody else is saying. I've heard good, I've heard bad, so I don't really care.
Check his pulse.
The words are barely getting out of his mouth.
Check his pulse. I'm very good at that. You see a lot of these media outlets going, likely destination for Bill Belichick, or here's the three places. One was the Chargers, one was Washington, one was Dallas. We have to put Dallas in there. You just do, because you get clicks, whether it's true or not. But Bill, I can't imagine Bill Belichick working for Jerry Jones. Just can't. Can't. The Chargers situation, I think, would be real. But I was looking for the reasons why, you know, you have your franchise quarterback and Justin Herbert. And then somebody wrote, Hollywood. And I go, the least Hollywood coach in the history of coaches is Bill Belichick. He's not, I can't imagine him going, hey, there's, he's there. I don't know the hot spot now in L.A., but could you imagine that there's, hey, Bill's at Nobu. In Malibu. He's sitting with the Kardashians. Wow. Yes, Paul.
How about the Carolina Panthers? You have a loud meddling owner. You have an untalented team with a young quarterback who's not getting any protection. Easy transition.
Well, I think he's got a good owner. I don't think that owner should be compared to David Tepper. David Tepper's still speaking. He started at 10:30. Oh, boy. But the Chargers, you got your quarterback. I don't know. Does Bill want to coach again? Do you want to go through that? If you're ceremoniously departing the Patriots, do you want to start over at 71? And he seems like an old 71. Pete Carroll seems like he's 51. Yes, Mark.
Is he one of those guys like, all right, when you're done coaching, all right, now what? Like, what do I do?
Well, I could see him being an assistant coach at the Naval Academy.
Coaching lacrosse?
Or coaching, yes. No,
I'm with you.
I could see him doing something like that. Let me look at the Panthers schedule. Or maybe a high school team. Panthers are at the Buccaneers. Then they're at the Saints. Host Atlanta. Host the Packers. At Jacksonville. Host Tampa. Can they squeeze out two more wins? Three more wins? What if the Patriots have the number one overall pick?
Uh-huh.
And then Caleb Williams goes, I think I'm going to stay at USC. Plus, free agents don't want to go to New England. The only reason why they went is because they got a chance to play for a Super Bowl. In a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. And Brady not walking through that door. Why would you go to New England? What would be the attraction? I got to play for Bill Belichick. So? Yes, Mark.
And I love it. If you're not from here, oh, man, I get to play in Boston.
You're not exactly.
You're in Foxborough, yeah. Which is closer to Rhode Island.
Yes. Not exactly. Yes, Paulie.
I wonder if having the number one pick of the draft, the Patriots, would make it more likely or less likely they retain Belichick. Because that's a franchise-changing direction.
I would move on.
More so.
Yes.
So, like, if they had the sixth pick and they are out of the Drake May, Caleb Williams sweepstakes, more likely he sticks.
I would move on. I would move on. I think it's over. I think Bill keeps, he's coaching against himself, and he keeps repeating the same mistakes here. You got to have that franchise quarterback, and then if you have that, then players will want to play with that. Play with the franchise quarterback because you might be playing meaningful games. That is as nondescript as any team in the NFL. Carolina at least has Bryce Young that you're curious about. But it's just nondescript. And it's because of Bill that there's nothing there. Yes, Mark.
And I think Robert Kraft and the Patriots brass, they have to do this in the most respectful way possible for somebody that's brought you six Super Bowl titles. Whether you think he deserves all the credit or some of the credit, they have to do it the most, not the Tom Landry, Jerry Jones type of way.
No, and I don't think they'll do it that way. I think that'll be a parting of the ways that's mutual. They'll say it's mutual, amicable, all of those things. And question is, does Bill want to, you know, start over again at that age? I remember when I left ESPN and I was 50 and I was thinking, God, do I want to start over? And, you know, I'm glad I did. 50's nothing. 71 in the NFL. And, you know, is Bill changing his ways? Is he going to change his ways? I don't know. I would be surprised if he coaches again. Yes, Eden.
I'm going to be just about 50 when this show is over.
Hmm.
Assuming you make it the 4 years, I'll be
make it.
I'll be almost.
Let me check DraftKings over under. Dan makes it.
Well, lately you've been saying, well, maybe 4.5, maybe if you go that long. Those, I'm just using your words.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about.
I'll be almost 50
if I die.
Yeah. I wasn't referring to your mortality.
Oh, you weren't. Oh, okay.
Although it is a question for all of us.
Yeah.
We're day to day.
Yeah.
We're all day to day.
Yeah. What are you going to do at 50, Seton?
I have absolutely no idea. It's one of my great fears.
Does anybody know what they're doing in 4 years? Like, assuming we all make it 4 years.
I have a plan.
Oh,
but
okay.
I don't know if it's going to actually happen.
Okay.
And none of it involves how I'm going to make money. So I'm kind of screwed there.
Okay.
Very honest.
All right. Marvin, do you know what you're going to do in 4 years?
I'm going to get money somewhere.
That's not specific.
Who's who and what's what? Don't go back to the street, Marv.
On what street?
Yeah.
No, I just meant going back
to the
easy
me.
Street. Yeah, seat.
Should be saying that to me.
Like, you mean Marvin. Utility work? Yeah, probably.
Marvin's already got side gigs. He's right, working here, working there.
Yeah. You're working for the mothership and NBC. You got gigs going on.
I do.
Yeah. Todd? America wants to know what you're doing in 4 years.
I don't know, but I have this. One of my dreams would be to like work with my son with the Broncos in Denver at the headquarters there, overlooking, having a nice window office, doing what? I have no idea. Overlooking the Big Horse and the Mile High Stadium. Working in marketing and promotions or sales or maybe with the something in broadcasting.
Sales. Do you have any sales experience?
Not a lot. I also...
not a lot. What sales experience do you have?
Selling myself back in the day.
Whoa!
There was a couple of months that I was hard on cash. I don't like to talk about it.
I'm looking at Broncos.com, and there are some job openings.
Okay.
Director.
I always like the Make-A-Wish stuff and things like that. Maybe, you know, charitable work for...
I thought you were... You're the Make-A-Wish.
No, I'm not the Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
But, like, you know, working with the Broncos or something like that for doing some nice community work with the team. I don't know.
By the way, Scott Fowler, who covers the Panthers, is going to join us. He just sent a tweet. I'm very unhappy with the Panthers for getting frozen out of asking a question at the David Tepper press conference. I sat in the front row, raised my hand high, wasn't called upon, protested to no avail, felt like it was purposeful. Scott Fowler will join us.
Book the right guy.
Yes.
Yeah, they're just like a bartender looking over you at the bar.
Yeah, like I'm right, yeah. Right here.
I've got my money right here. Can you just get me a drink, please?
Or you would have a professor, teacher. There was always somebody in the front row, and he or she always knew all the answers, and they'd raise their hand all the time, and then the teacher would kind of like look around their hand, trying to find somebody else. That was probably Todd who did that. James in Virginia joins us on the program. Hi, James.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Tuesday, DP, Dan Nets, man. Salute the Commanders, man. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. I had to watch the Commanders get busted up by the Cowboys. It was awesome. I got a couple things, man. Honorable mention, MVCs, man. Buddha in San Francisco, love the energy. And Andrew in Washington, man, I like how he comes up with the stat of the days, man. They're really cool. Also, man, the comment that Chase Daniel made about Justin Fields, it kind of makes a little bit of sense now I'm thinking about it, because if they draft Williams or May, they're kind of walking into the same situation. If you keep Fields and maybe draft Marvin Harrison at one and a left tackle at four, man, now you're building something. DJ Moore, Harrison, Cole Kmet, looking pretty good. But the main reason I called, woo, the Squid Games. Oh, man, you said it right, man. It is something you can't take your eyes off of, and it will change you. Don't watch it around kids. But I will say this, man, the challenge has got me locked. I even started watching the old Squid Games over because the challenge was so good, because there's so many twists and turns that are not in the original, and they really put them to the test, man. So I would say keep watching it, man. You guys keep doing your thing. Oh, and Marvin, you hit all the turkey ones. I would definitely take green bean casserole over collard, and the mac and cheese has got to be twice baked. Y'all have a great day,
James. All righty. Thank you, James. Thank you, James.
Man,
blackest white caller we have.
Oh, he's a blessing.
Yes, he is.
Man,
he's awesome.
I was like, oh man, we got two black callers, Jeff in Detroit and James in Virginia. Told my wife that when I was taking calls. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
I'm connecting.
Yeah,
I'm connecting with James, man.
Comes up there. I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
She's like, you really didn't tell him happy Black History Month, did you? I was like, maybe.
It was pointed out that Marvin will be in the UConn Husky magazine, and it comes out in February. we have any details on this expose?
They're celebrating black voices.
Yes.
God.
Marvin Prince of the Dan Patrick Show. February.
Them, a whole bunch of other corporations. Oh, we're celebrating black voices all month. March 1st? All right. Move it.
Is there a shorter month?
Yeah. Move it.
Nope.
Black History Week? Month. Oh, you said month.
Yeah.
All right.
Brent in Connecticut. Brent.
Again, hey, everybody. While I've been on hold, I realize I've been listening to your show since Rob Dibble had his crush on the Olsen twins.
Well, that's messed up.
Now, before I left for my surgery, not procedure, a tour bus broke down in front of my workplace, and I'd love to find this group a new gig. I think they might be perfect for a halftime show at Crappenburg State. They're called the Flying Monkey CC Show.
Really?
Yeah. They need to leave work.
All right. Maybe send us a picture of that. By the way, I have my Crappenburg State hoodie on today. And you can have this same hoodie. Go to danpatrick.com. Yes,
I feel like that was a joke that we're not getting.
Oh, you're He wasn't being truthful.
I don't know. I don't know that he was being truthful. I feel like that's a joke somewhere. It's like, duh, you guys don't get it. It's this.
No. Nah. I mean, I got it. I thought that there might have been more to that.
But I don't know.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't want to go too deep. Paul in California. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Great.
How's everybody?
Great, Paul.
I got a little warm and fuzzy palm. I'm a first-time caller, nervous as can be in the presence of the greatness.
All right, let's settle. But, you mean Fritzy. Okay, let's settle down here, Paul. And you have a poem?
And I do.
Okay. And what's is it about the show?
It's, yeah, it sure is.
Okay, here we go. Anyways. Here's Paul in California with a poem.
"'Twas the month before Christmas in the smooth white Patrick house." I messed it up already. Let me start. "'Twas the month before Christmas." Ah, that's so. I told you I was nervous. All right. "'Twas the month before Christmas in the smooth white chocolate house. The moonshine was a brewing as the Danettes scurried about, pondering the very best gift they could give unto their king. Fritzy's got this hands down, dude. Just don't sing. Stick to your sports inner rhymes and drop into character at will. Your Mike Tyson rocks and your Dr. Phil kills. Ah, music man Marvin, filling them boots of McLevin. Never skipping a beat. Oh, the jam is still gelling. Thank you, Paulie and Seton, for years of great laughs. But mostly thank you, DP, and the entire DP staff. Anyways, happy holidays.
All righty. How about that? Paul in California.
Nice effort.
I liked it. Oh, by the way, the voices with The Simpsons, there's an article that they're getting so old that they don't sound the way they used to. I think, who is it? Harry Shearer? He's 80.
What?
80. And he's been the voice of, what, Bart Simpson? He's the voice of quite a few. And then the woman who is Marge Simpson, that she's up there in age, too. And I'm thinking, Todd, you could be the next voice for The Simpsons. And you could be Marge Simpson.
How unfortunate for that person. Maybe there's an opportunity for me.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you don't think that's good, Seton?
I think it's incredible. I think Todd's going to end up with a 15-acre estate in Malibu in the next 5 years.
You're all invited.
Oh, my God.
I think you would be the guy. That'd be great. And if you get that job right now, I would let you leave, and I would have no problem with that at all.
Well, I don't want anybody to lose their job.
Well, no.
But I'll take it.
Yes, but these are people who are, you know, really old. Yes.
Yeah, but you ever done voiceover work? He could bang out 5 episodes in 30 minutes, and then that's the whole thing.
Yeah, but, you know.
He doesn't have to leave anything. He could do that in the same time it takes to do the 12:15 podcast. Todd could do 5 episodes of The Simpsons.
No, because I'm on an episode that comes out, I think it's Christmas Eve, The Simpsons. And I've had a couple of sessions, and I only had like 4 lines, 5 lines. They want to hear what they want to hear. And you know how Fritzy would be with something like that? He'd be talking, and then, hey, can I ad lib? No.
Why don't we try it this way?
Exactly.
I know you guys are great writers, but I think it'd be more funny if we did this.
Exactly. I remember when I would do ESPN commercials, and Kenny Mayne always wanted to change the script. And the people who did those great SportsCenter commercials, they said, no, this is how we want it. And Kenny would always go, hey, how about this? And maybe I say this. And I go, no, let's just stick to the script. They really have a good track record here. Yeah, Paul.
Is getting one of the original voiceover jobs with The Simpsons the greatest job in history? Anything. If you think about it, I bet the schedule got easier and easier by the year, and you got paid more and more money by the year. You have job security because the show didn't go away. Harry Shearer, the actor and comedian, he almost passed on it because he didn't like the idea of doing it in isolation. Guess his career salary just with The Simpsons. Harry Shearer.
$100 million.
It's approaching that. They said it's minimum $90 million estimated.
Yeah.
That is just...
Yeah. And the work gets less and less every year. Amount of time.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hank is there. Every time he's come in the studio, he's always in the best mood because he got $83 million so far.
Yeah,
from Simpsons.
He should be happy. Yeah. But they're extremely talented. I mean, they do a variety of voices there. It may sound weird to say it, but they deserve it. I mean, that show's been on for how many decades now?
Late 80s. mid to late 80s.
Unbelievable. And still funny, relevant. All right, let me take a break. We're going to check in with Scott Fowler. He raised his hand at the David Tepper press conference with the Panthers, and nobody called on him, and he thinks it was on purpose. We'll ask Scott what he was going to ask David Tepper right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sunday night, Patrick Mahomes at Lambeau for the first time in his career. Chiefs battle the Packers Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, held a press conference about an hour ago and didn't know what he was going to talk about other than the firing of Frank Reich and the opportunity for the media to be able to talk to him as well. Scott Fowler, he was representing the Charlotte Observer, and he had some questions to ask to David Tepper, or at least tried to, and he joins us on the program. Scott, let me go back to when Frank Reich was fired. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I guess it had been coming a little bit, Dan, only because I've been here since the inception of the Panthers and have watched David Tepper work. He is not patient. He fired Matt Rhule mid-season last year, and so when Frank Reich started 1-10, it did feel a little like Damocles' sword dangling there. I sort of thought he would get till the end of the year. He only got 11 games in a four-year deal, and when I spoke with him yesterday, I think the only interview he's done so far, he did sound somewhat surprised, but he also said he had no hard feelings toward Tepper.
What was the atmosphere at the press conference today?
Very tense. You mentioned that I tried to ask some questions, and I did. I sat in the front row, raised my hand high. Unfortunately, they were calling on people as opposed to allowing people to shout out their questions, which I'm usually decent at doing, but was never called on. I think that was purposeful, for, in my opinion. I'd written some very critical columns about Dave Tepper over the past year or so, and so that did not happen. He spoke about 13 minutes, though, and what did happen was he said, the buck stops here. He claimed he was a very patient man, however, and so that's a clip you probably would like to play at some point. But, yeah, he said he was extremely patient in other parts of his business, and he hoped the next guy he hired would be here 20 or 30 years and would eventually give the eulogy at Dave Tepper's funeral. So he was thinking very far ahead there, and wow. He struck out a couple of times here, but he's got hope that he'll get it right this time.
Does he realize he's the problem?
No, I don't think so. I think, as I wrote, I wish he would fire himself. And by that, I don't mean sell the team. I mean, just get out of the way. You know, don't meddle and allow the football people to do their job. And once you hire them, allow them some time. You know, if you say Rome's not going to be built in a day, don't expect the Coliseum to be halfway done after 3 months. I mean, they've got a lot of work to do here, and now they just took a couple of steps backward.
And the thing that kept coming up to me and trying to find out, did Frank Reich really want Bryce Young, or did he want C.J. Stroud? And the role that the owner always does this. Well, owners can do this where they Bigfoot people who do their job the entire year, getting ready for the draft, then all of a sudden the owner is going to be adamant and say, no, this is the guy I want. Jerry Jones famously has done this and other owners, but what role do you think that David Tepper played in drafting Bryce Young?
In that case, although there's a, kind of a myth out there that David Tepper overruled everyone and pick Young over C.J. Stroud, I'm not sure it's that simple. He did address that in the press conference today, Tepper did, and he did say that Bryce Young was the preference of every key coach and GM and scout in that room, and he could have vetoed it, but he did not. He also thought Bryce Young was better. Now, is that exactly the way it went down? I don't know, but Frank Reich has never told me in all our conversations that, oh, no, I wanted C.J. Stroud. Even though C.J. Stroud's kind of a Frank Reich quarterback in terms of poise and height and all that, he seemed very sold on Bryce Young and remains so even now after, Bryce Young's lack of development really, I think, cost him his job more than anything else.
How desirable is this head coaching position?
Well, Dan, put it this way. They're paying the last two guys they fired. Frank Reich has a nice consolation prize of a four-year guaranteed contract. He coached 9 months. So he's got, I don't know what it is, 25 or 30 million coming his way if he doesn't get another job. Matt Rhule, of course, they're still paying some money to. He went to Nebraska, but there's some money at stake there. So in that way, financially, still very desirable. As far as winning, though, I mean, my gosh, if you count interim coaches, which I do because that's a little more fun, in January they will hire their seventh coach since Tepper took over in 2018. Four head guys, three interims. Well, he inherited Ron Rivera, who you could argue he may have he should have stuck with maybe the entire time. But in any case, this will be – it's been a lot. It's been about once a year, Dan, that we've been doing this sort of thing.
Are they the second coming of Washington?
Well, I'll say this for Dave Tepper. He doesn't have Dan Snyder's, off
– baggage. Off the field.
Yeah. Baggage. Yeah. Exactly. No, I mean, I will give Tepper credit for – you know, he's changed the stadium around, the dynamics of Charlotte. There's all kind of concerts in there. A lot of, he's great in charity. There hasn't been the off the field baggage, but in terms of results and the spinning carousel of coaches, et cetera, it feels a little like that.
But okay, he grew up a Steeler fan, correct?
Right. And had, was a minority owner there.
Okay. Yeah. Why wouldn't you model your franchise after the Steelers? Patience. Get the right guy. They've had, what, three coaches in the last 50 years?
Right. Yeah. Tomlin still never having had, he's still looking for his Mike Tomlin. I mean, he keeps, you know, he references the Steelers sometimes, but it sort of is a hollow reference at these times because you've seen this over and over. He also owns the Major League Soccer team here, Dan, and has fired two coaches and two there. But he is a patient man.
Patient man. I'd hate to see if he wasn't patient, Scott. I hope you get to ask, what was your question that you were going to ask him?
He was talking a lot about self-reflection. So I was going to ask him, let's self-reflect just for a minute. You know, you fired the last three coaches you've had, you fired them all in mid-season. And I just wonder if you ever look in a mirror and think, is it me? Am I the problem?
I think he did a really wise thing of not calling on you, Scott.
Maybe so. You might be right.
Keep fighting the good fight there, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Always a pleasure, Dan.
That's Scott Fowler. Been with the Charlotte Observer since 1994. By the way, my nickname, Chris Berman gave me the nickname the Charlotte Observer when I first got to ESPN. Because they had me observe how to do SportsCenter for 3 months. And Berman goes, it's the Charlotte Observer. And I would just be there. I would sit there and go, I can do this. This isn't a big deal.
Like a rookie quarterback waiting for your chance.
Well, no. Rookies, they just throw them in there.
Well, like the old days where, like, you know.
Yeah. I would have been Steve McNair. I would have sat for Aaron Rodgers. I sat for 3 months watching these guys. And then my wife goes, what do you do when you go in there? I go, not much. You know, I just kind of, I'm in there and just observe. That's it. I didn't know what I was observing because there's nobody like Berman. So you can't be Berman. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch Tim Brando or Bob Lee or Tom Meese. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, in retrospect, I don't know if you've thought about this before. Do you think it would have been tougher to do that job? SportsCenter at the time was very popular, and you went in onto a show that was already very popular, and you rose it up. But that 3 months you waited, was that probably a good thing? Or if you would have walked in your first weekend and started on Monday, and on your first show...
I didn't learn anything from observing.
But do you... Oh, really? Do you think it just delayed it?
The only thing it helped me with is to understand the person you might be working with, their personality. And the first show I did was with Berman, but to be around Bob Lee, who I later became a partner with on SportsCenter, or Tom Meese, there were, and the people behind the scenes. So it helped me kind of get immersed in the ESPN way of life, the culture there. But as far as being on the air, there's nothing that can replicate that. Once you're on live TV, there's nobody there to help you. It's live, go. There's bullets flying around. Yeah, Paul.
Do you remember the first person to use that word immersed? Because when I was watching in college, one of you guys, you and others, would say, you were immersed in SportsCenter, and it's snarky.
I forget who said that.
But it felt like a snarky line.
You are immersed. Was it Dave Revson?
I don't know. It seems older.
No.
Maybe.
You are immersed in SportsCenter.
Someone used to say that on air.
Couple of phone calls. Let me see. Steven in Alabama. Hi, Steven. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, how y'all doing?
Great.
6'3", 231. So I got a question for Pauly. So my 50th birthday is coming up next year, and I'm doing a dream trip, and we're going to Chicago to Wrigley Field for my first ever game in Wrigley Field, and then we're headed down to the Field of Dreams so I can just go basically see the Field of Dreams. But I wanted to know if he had any recommendations, like places to go in Chicago that might not be, you know, on the tour stuff or whatever, something kind of off the beaten path or anything like that.
All right. Paulie, any advice for Steven in Alabama?
I can give him some food tips, but I would actually tell you, go to Wrigley Field, and then if you can, take the L train all the way down and go to, I call it Comiskey Park, go to Sox Park, and see the two different sides of town and two different ballparks. And if you could schedule it, you could see an afternoon Cubs game in a late afternoon or nighttime White Sox game and see two sides of the city, two different ballparks, without, and you'll spend like $10 in transportation on the L train. It's very cool.
And I wouldn't recommend the pizza.
I would recommend it as a tourist if you haven't had great deep dish pizza. The locals eat more like pub tavern style pizza. They don't eat deep dish regularly.
Yeah, but that stuff is just doughy.
It can be.
It's like, give me thin crust.
There's a place called Pequod's near DePaul, top end stuff.
But thin crust, good to go.
Most people in Chicago, week to week, day, year to year, eat like the medium thin crust pizza. It's not the deep dish. That's for special occasions and for visitors.
Yeah, see.
You got to get an Italian beef sandwich.
Chicago. Yeah, that's true.
Forget about the pizza.
Yeah, yes.
And if you're in a nice neighborhood getting an Italian beef sandwich, go to a different neighborhood.
Oh.
I'm telling you, go to the South Side for an Italian beef sandwich, if you can.
Okay. How do you know when you're in a nice neighborhood or you're not in a nice
Marvin?
Come on now.
That's right.
See, that's very easy.
If you eat your sandwich comfortably and you're not nervous at all, go to a different area.
Okay. Jeff in Syracuse. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. By the way, wearing my Crappensburg State t-shirt today.
Nice.
Going back to the conversation on Belichick, just some thoughts / questions. You got a coach who's going to be next season, 71 years old? Including this season, last 3 out of 4 seasons, he's got a losing record. So, reportedly just signed a contract extension last summer. So Kraft isn't just going to, probably not going to cut him loose and pay him, you know, huge buyout. So that means you're looking to trade him to another team.
Yeah.
A few years ago, Bucks had to pony up 2 firsts and 2 seconds and some cash to get Gruden. What's it going to cost to get Belichick, and what teams are going to be interested, Dan? What do you think?
Well, I could see Washington ponying up and letting Belichick come in and run the organization. I don't know if there's a downside to what has happened at Washington. Then you bring him in. Maybe he could. Now, you still don't have a franchise quarterback. Sam Howell is good. I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. And that puts Bill back in the same situation. Bill needs to have his franchise quarterback. All of these coaches do. I mean, sometimes you look and you go, how, like Mike Tomlin and what he's done when he had Trubisky, now Kenny Pickett, but he still keeps them relevant. They're not necessarily franchise quarterbacks. At least, you know, Trubisky wasn't, but he got to the playoffs a couple of times there. Some of these coaches get more out of their quarterback. And they aren't franchise quarterbacks. But, boy, it certainly does help when you don't have to worry about that position for the next 10 years. But Bill's had to worry about that. It's like every series. He'll be like, I don't know. We're going to put Mac Jones in there. He won't even make a decision on who his quarterback is this weekend. As if that's going to do something to the team playing them. Wait, is it Zappy? Is it Mac? We're going to have to alter our game plan. I mean, come on. Just name the starter. How about you give the starters some confidence? Imagine these two kids. They're like, I don't know. They go home and their wife or, you know, their father. It's like, what's the story? I don't know. Hey, coach. Thanks. Hey, coach. Hey, who's taking the first team reps? You guys are gonna split them. That's what you're going to do. All right, last call for phone calls. Paulie has not a dilemma. Well, maybe it's a little dilemma. How about a quandary?
Oh.
Is quandary in the definition of a dilemma? Could we check that, Todd? Since you're the smartest guy in the room, at least you tell us that. Graduated 2nd in your class. Yes, Paulie.
Quandary, a state of perplexity or uncertainty over what to do in a difficult situation.
But that's not a dilemma.
It's similar words, dilemma, plight, predicament.
Oh, okay. So you do have a dilemma.
Yeah.
/ quandary.
/ opportunity.
Quandary Ishmael. I remember him. He was a great receiver.
Fast.
See what I did with that,
that's
Todd?
That's cute. I like it.
Thank you.
Like
thank you. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Last call for phone calls. What we learned, what's in store tomorrow? What are we going to watch tonight, too? This day in sports history, we'll have that. All of those items coming up. Paulie has a dilemma, quandary, because he saw a piece of sports memorabilia. It's up for auction. It is Walter Payton's shoulder pads.
Oh, just you saying it.
From the 1985-86 season.
Yeah, game-used shoulder pads. They were appear to be used in both the 85 and 86 seasons. They're on auction right now. They're a couple different people have authenticated them.
Okay.
So they have a little number on them, like for written for the number. They appear to be real. Let's say they're real.
Okay.
When I saw it, I was pretty surprised. I looked into it. I did some research, and it appears to be the real deal. Game-used Payton shoulder pads. Supposedly, there's only a couple in existence, like two or three in existence.
All right. So what's the dilemma? What's the quandary?
I really want to buy these. This is not a radio bit. And I'd like to do it, but do I do it and just deal with what happens at home? Or do I say to my wife, make the whole pitch, like this is something I'd really like to own?
I would run it by my wife.
But what if she says no dice? Like, I know she can't say no, but like, she could highly recommend don't buy those.
I think you should. Like, there's a dollar amount that you run by your wife.
Okay. So let's say that dollar amount, hypothetically.
Let's say it's $3,400.
Oh.
So it's Walter's number and a couple of zeros in there. Yes, Eden.
Why don't you just forego any, like, holiday presents or anything and be like, this is the only thing that I want?
I'll do that in a second. What, do I need a sweater?
If only there was a major holiday coming up where people usually exchange gifts for, that you could possibly parlay that into getting these pads.
But then you might say to your family and your two daughters, hey, in lieu of gifts, I got this for everybody. Yeah. Walter Payton shoulder pads.
Right. Vacation.
Yeah.
Or these pads. I mean,
by the way, you can't put them on.
Yeah. They're going to stay right there. How much are you willing to spend on Walter Payton's game-used shoulder pads?
In all seriousness?
Yes.
I think I'd pay $4,000.
Okay.
Because I've wasted $4,000 on really stupid things.
Yeah, but
things.
Here's the thing. You are giving that too much attention. Therefore, more people might bid this up.
Right.
And now you're your own worst enemy.
I've actually looped in son of the great Walter Payton, Jarrett Payton.
Okay, is this an inside job here?
No, he did not know about this.
But he does now.
He does, and he knows all on this topic.
Okay.
So he is going to inquire and do some due diligence to make sure they're real on my behalf.
Okay.
4,000 twice, sold to the man in the front. There you go.
But, you know, right in the...
Where does it stand now?
$2,200, 4 days to go.
Okay.
But like in the house, right? When you enter, a big display.
Yeah.
Right.
Or maybe over the door.
Over the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Or make it into a mailbox or something. I don't know. But what's the most you spent on something? I usually don't buy memorabilia, sports memorabilia.
Well, like vehicles are very your thing.
Yes.
They're kind of my thing too, but I don't really dabble that. This is a rare piece of sports.
Okay,
memory.
I did bid on a car, a Porsche, and I just had my knee replaced, and I was on Percocet, and I remember coming downstairs and I said I just bought a car, and my wife goes, "What?" I go, "Yeah," and I'm on Percocet, and she goes, "Well, can you turn it back in?" I go, "I don't think so." So I haven't had any surgeries anymore and had any Percocet either. Polly, how about you take some Percocet and then you can buy me.
I got it out.
Yes. Honey, I was on Percocet. For what? I don't know. I just was. Yes, Martin.
I have another question concerning Polly. You didn't ask Polly what he was going to do once the show ended.
Oh. Polly, what are you going to do in 4 years?
4 years from now? Not this type of job, but I would say if it was in sports, I think I'd like to work exclusively covering college football, working in college football. Mm. The more I'm around it and seeing it, even after all these changes, I just think that's the best sport.
Would you be an investigative reporter?
Yeah.
Would you be like Yahoo Sports?
Yeah. I don't know. Something related to college football, covering it, going to games. I think it's just the best sport.
Maybe you'd just cover the Ivy League.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty good. Yeah. Yes, Eden?
Yeah, Paulie's a big college football guy. That makes sense.
Yeah
that's you love it. You love the atmosphere. It's going in a different direction. I love it.
That's true. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Let's see. This day in sports history, Ernie Nevers in 1929 of the Chicago Cardinals scored 40 points in a single game. He had 6 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, just because of the name, Dippy Evans in 1948 became the first NFL player to score 2 touchdowns on recovered fumbles in a game.
Dippy.
And then guess who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated this day? Ironically, we're talking Sports Illustrated. This day in history, 1977, college basketball's secret weapon.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird on the cover of
with
SI.
With 2 cheerleaders.
Yep. 2000, that's right. 2002, Michael Jordan announced he was retiring for the third and final time.
Hmm. I didn't cover the retirement from the Wizards.
Should have been there.
I covered from the Bulls. Well, I thought that was the original. I still have my press pass right there on the door that goes to the mailroom. You can see the Jordan laminate there. Yeah. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Todd, did you learn anything today?
I did. It's legal and all QBs do it, but Chase Daniel says the Mississippi mud that Tom Brady put on a football was extra shiny.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Scott Fowler's making friends in the area.
Yes. Marvin.
Fritzy, new Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Paulie.
Scott Fowler called him Dave Tepper.
Yeah. Not David Tepper. How dare you? How dare you? Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.